Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from a property manager who looks after a six-story residential block, and he wants to know, how does acoustic leak detection actually work when you're dealing with a building that size? With dozens of flats, shared risers, and water running through the walls everywhere.
It's a great question, and honestly, it's the type of job where acoustic equipment really earns its keep. So the basic principle is this. When water escapes a pressurized pipe, it creates vibrations. Those vibrations travel through whatever material is surrounding the pipe, concrete, screed, masonry, and acoustic leak detection equipment picks up those sound frequencies at the surface.
So you're essentially listening for the leak rather than looking for it.
Exactly. ADI's engineers use two main types of acoustic equipment on a job like that: ground microphones, sometimes called listening discs, which you place directly on the floor or wall surface, and acoustic correlators, which are a bit more sophisticated. You attach sensors at two separate points along a pipe run, and the correlator calculates where the leak sits between those points based on the difference in the time it takes the sound to reach each sensor.
Right, so correlation is doing the maths for you. But in a building with, say, 40 flats, there must be an enormous amount of background noise, boilers firing, people running taps, all of that. How do you separate a genuine leak signal from the general din?
That's where experience genuinely matters. The equipment filters frequencies, so we're looking at a very specific band of sound. The frequency a pressurized water leak produces is fairly distinctive, but you do have to know what you're looking at on the readout. A washing machine on a spin cycle, a lift motor, even heavy footfall can all generate noise in the same range. ADI engineers learn to read those patterns and distinguish them from a true leak signature.
Does the building material make a big difference to how well acoustic detection works?
It does, yes. Concrete and screed transmit leak sound quite efficiently. The vibration travels well through dense material. Older buildings with suspended timber floors are trickier because timber absorbs and deadens the signal. And if you've got a pipe buried deep under a thick concrete slab, the signal reaching the surface is weaker, so the engineers need to work more slowly and methodically, taking readings at shorter intervals.
And in a multi-occupancy block specifically, are there challenges around access, actually getting into the right areas to take those readings?
Always. In a residential block, you're dealing with occupied flats, communal corridors, plant rooms, and shared risers. A riser is the vertical pipe run that serves multiple flats, one above the other. ADI coordinates with the building manager to map the pipe network first, so we're taking acoustic readings at logical points along the route rather than guessing. We don't need to lift floors or break into walls just to gather readings. The equipment works through the finished surface.
That must be a massive relief for anyone managing an occupied building. So you get your readings, you narrow down the location. What level of accuracy are we talking about?
Acoustic correlation on a straightforward pipe run in good material can pinpoint a leak to within a very small area. On a complex run with junctions or mixed materials, it's a wider search zone. And that's where ADI might combine acoustic methods with thermal imaging or tracer gas to close in further. The goal is always to give the repair team the tightest possible target, so opening up the fabric is kept to a minimum.
So it's not always one method in isolation. You're building a picture using several tools.
That's right. Acoustic detection is brilliant for pressurized cold and hot water supply pipes. It's the method ADI reaches for first on those systems because the leak itself is generating the signal you need. On drainage or below ground supply in a communal area, we might layer in other techniques. But in a multi-occupancy building, acoustic equipment handles the bulk of the detective work.
Dave, that's been genuinely illuminating, thank you. If you're managing a commercial or multi-occupancy property and you suspect a hidden water leak, ADI Leak Detection are among the most trusted and experienced leak detection specialists in the UK. You'll find them at addagroup.co.uk.